those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, your host, and your co-host Eric Stocklin is missing, so I have a new co-host, Corey DeSoto. Yay! And guys, I have horrible news. Corey's vomiting. We're on tour right now, and so obviously Eric's not with us, so I need to do the podcast. And I was like, Corey, will you do the podcast with me? And he said, yes, and I'm so excited. But we have bad news. We just recorded the entire intro to this podcast, and then our room service arrived, and so we took a pause. And when we paused, we realized that the audio was not recording. So if you want to see the original intro to this episode of the podcast, you can watch out my vlog channel. I'll just upload it over there. But you'll hear Corey's who needs to relax today, which he said sparkle water needs to relax, which I agree with wholeheartedly. So we're in Canada and we're on tour. We were in Winnipeg and Calgary, and tonight we're in Edmonton. And it's literally, I'm going to look at the time. It is 11:10 p.m. and the sun literally just went down a little bit ago, which is so weird. And I'm very hopeful we're going to see northern lights, but I know it's not going to happen. But I just, a girl can dream. It's like a dream. You've never seen the northern lights.
No, I've never seen northern lights.
Well, tonight might be the night, Corey.
There's this TV show that when people see the northern lights, they got superpowers. So I'm really hoping that happens.
What TV show is it?
Like, the Northern Superpower Lights. I don't even know. It's fabulous. Like, it was like this, like, monsters. I don't know. But anyways, like, what would your Northern Light superpower be?
If I had a superpower.
No.
Oh.
Northern Light superpower.
Oh, my Northern Light superpower would be farts that are beautiful colors and glitter.
Okay. And I would want farts that smell like fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies? That's yeah. So specific.
Fortune cookies that have the best taste. I think a candle...
Taste, but why are you tasting people's farts? You no, mean smells.
I'm I gay, guess they do first of all. Okay. We taste a lot of things.
I'm not gay and I taste a lot of things.
Oh my God, Colleen!
I don't mean like that.
Oh.
But maybe I do. No, but I'm just saying that of all the flavors or scents that you could choose, I just never would have thought you would have said fortune cookies. You want your farts to smell like fortune cookies. That's, like, very specific. This is something you've thought about before, it seems.
Yeah, it has been. And you know what? Like, I just think of, like, the smell of freshly baked fortune cookies. I think it would smell amazing.
Yeah, I guess it smells like when you go to, like, an ice cream shop and they have
freshly... The waffle cones!
Yeah, that's kind
of... Okay, maybe that's what I meant.
That's just such a specific... Like, of all the superpowers you could pick, you'd choose, like, your farts to smell like fortune
cookies.
Okay,
relax.
I'm not mad about it.
Let's go back in time so I can change it to waffle cones.
No, I think it should be fortune... Fortune cookies is more unique.
Fine, okay.
I guess mine would just be... I would want my farts to be so beautiful. I like that my farts stink, though. Because I like people... This is a weird thing about me, I guess. Nothing makes me laugh harder
than
when my farts stink and someone else smells my
farts. Ew, fart. Colleen!
You guys, this might be one of my favorite episodes of Relax ever because it's you guys are literally just going to get a little view of what it's like to hang out with me and Corey. Like, we're so annoying. It's going to be... I was thinking about this before you came in here. I was like... This episode's going to be so funny for us
and
probably
no one else.
No one else. Because Corey and I, like, we have the same brain and we laugh at, like okay, on the plane ride. On the plane ride over here today. Yesterday, I don't know, whenever we flew last, we were landing and they were like, all right, we're going to need to make sure we make room for passengers who have connecting flights. There's some connecting flights too. And I'm pretty sure he said Regina.
Yes, he did.
And I didn't know that was his place, first of all. But Corey and I...
Oh my God, we're so stupid.
We have not spoken the whole flight.
No.
We did not speak to each other the entire... We're sitting next to each other the whole time. We don't look at each other. We don't talk the whole time. He says the word Regina over the intercom, and Corey and I whip our heads towards each other with the biggest eyes, like, like, we were like, oh my gosh, he said Regina.
Regina.
That sounds like vagina. Like, we were like, so...
No, but we didn't even have to say that.
No, we just
said it within our eyeballs. Eyes.
Yeah, I know. We were both,
you
like,
telepathically were laughing inside each other's
and then
bodies.
Both, like, we both whipped with each other and looked at each other, and then we both just bust up laughing. And Corey was like, I hate you.
We're the so same much.
Which, by the way, tonight on stage, we were singing, and I sang, I hate you, on stage, and then Corey started saying, I hate, like, we were, like, again, proof that, like, no one's probably gonna like this episode but you and me, because even on stage tonight, we were, like, laughing on stage, going, like, I hate you, and the audience is like, what's going on?
Yeah,
you and I are, like, crickets. Having the time of our lives.
They're like, okay.
Anyway, if you're watching this episode, you'll see that I'm rhinestoning a skirt because this is just what I do now on tour, I guess. But we're having a blast in Canada. If you want to go hear Corey's relax, you can go, like I said, watch on my vlog. But for me, I want to do a relax. So we are just about to talk about it before room service got here. So I'm excited to dive into it right now. I'm just checking to make sure my audio is still going. It is. So on the way here from LA, we had a layover in Vancouver. And then we flew to Winnipeg. And on our flight to Winnipeg, the craziest thing happened on the plane. And so who needs to relax for me this week is the man on the airplane. So we met this lovely flight attendant. She was fabulous. I loved her so much. And she was the queen of the world. She like said that she watched my videos and she was just hilarious. And she talked to us most of the flight. And she said that she gave birth to her daughter right before I gave birth to Flynn, or I think, like, her daughter's a little bit older than my son. And she was saying, she was so funny. I was asking her about her birth story because I love hearing about birth stories. And she said that she, while she was pushing out her baby, she asked for a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. She's like, I was eating a fast food chicken sandwich while I was pushing that baby out of me. I was like, you are an icon. So anyway, she was very funny and fabulous. So while she's talking to us, all of a sudden she just stops and she looks at us and she goes like, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on, but there's a man behind me filming me right now. And I looked and there was. You looked too,
wasn't
right?
Wasn't that a weird feeling though? I thought it was a joke.
Weird. Yeah, it was weird.
I did not know it was a real thing.
Well, I got like, I felt stupid because I've like got cocky for a second because when she said there's someone filming us, I thought, I was like, oh, is there like someone behind who's like seeing my videos is trying to sneak a picture or something?
Yeah.
Like, so my cocky,
because that's
stupid brain. But I was like, oh, they're probably trying to film. Like, I'm so annoying. And like, that's what I thought at first. And then she was like, I think this guy's trying to film me or whatever. And I looked and he had his phone up and he was like very obviously.
Oh, that, you know, the very like close to your double chin, like face, like
yeah.
back. Like, trying to sneak a pic. It was very
right,
obvious.
Right, it was very obvious. So we both saw that he was doing that. She's like, can you see? Is he actually filming me? I was like, it looks like it to me. Corey's like, yeah, he's filming you. And so she was like, I have to deal with this. And so then she like walked away and she went and talked to another flight attendant. And then her and this other flight attendant walked up to that man. And he was being creepy and filming her. Like, he was filming her, like, butt. Like, he was, like...
Because her back was to her, towards him because she was talking to us.
So, he was being a total creep. And then Corey was saying, while she was talking to the other flight attendant, I was like, was he really filming her? And Corey's like, yeah, guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm really ignorant to this kind of stuff, I guess. I don't really go out of my house. So, but Corey, you know, was saying that at the gym, that happens all the time. Like, guys, is that true? Like, guys...
All the time.
Really? They just, like, no shame.
I see guys do it everywhere. I see it at Disneyland. I see it at restaurants. I see it at the gym. It's gross.
Just filming girls' butts?
Their booties, their boobs, their everything.
So gross.
But I'm like, ew, why? What are you going to do with that?
Ugh, so disgusting. So anyway, he was doing that. And so that, and which is just so violating and so gross. Like, ugh, what a loser. So anyway, she then goes up to him with the other flight attendant. And they're right behind us. They're in the row behind us and across from us. So we could kind of hear what she was saying. I couldn't really hear him. But she basically was like, excuse me, sir. She's very sweet and very professional. And she's like, excuse me, sir, were you filming me?
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear him respond, but I'm assuming he said yes. Because she goes, that is extremely inappropriate. You cannot film me without my consent. I need you to delete that. And he wouldn't. He was refusing. And then, you know, he's denying it and whatever. And she was like, sir, you need to delete that. That is inappropriate. You cannot film someone without their consent. And she just stood her ground so firmly. She, like, wouldn't back off. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Because I hate confrontation. So I started freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, there's a confrontation this right next to me. This is crazy. Yeah. But at the same time, I was so impressed with her because, like, she was, like, sticking up for herself. And then she was like, did you film me? Did you film me? And finally he admitted he did. And she was like, why would you do that? Why would you film someone without their consent? Do you know how creepy that is? That's so creepy. Like, she straight up was just, like, telling him, like, that's so inappropriate and so creepy. Why would you do that? She said, why would you do that? And he said, for fun.
For fun.
Like, so gross and annoying. And she was like, well, you need to delete it. And he's like, I don't know how. And she's like, you don't know how to use your phone? How long have you had that phone? He's like, 3 months. She's like, you've had that phone for 3 months and you don't know how it works? Delete it. And he's like, I don't know how. And she's like, you do know how. She's like, I cannot touch your things, so I can't grab it and delete it myself. I want to watch you delete the footage you took of me. It is illegal for you to do that. Like, you can't do that with my stuff, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I'm not doing it. He, like, refused. He was such a jerk.
And I just want to set the scene. This man was drunk.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And he was, I guess Corey had said that he was kind of flirty or something.
He was very flirty.
Before. So Corey had witnessed before this happened him, like, being kind of obnoxious to her. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then she was like, if you don't delete it in front of me, I will have the cops deal with you. And he said, okay. And she was like, fine. And she held her ground. I was like, she's so awesome. I would never have the strength to do that. I was so impressed with her. Mm-hmm. And so when we landed, the cops had to get on the plane and escort him off.
Yeah, they asked everyone, please sit down just for a little bit. The police are going to come on the plane.
So, yeah, the police came and took him. And it was infuriating, you guys, because he was so cocky. And I just hate that there are men out there who, one, will do something that disgusting and then be so cocky that they know they're going to get away with it. Like, if a policeman ever came up to me to, like, escort me off a plane because I did something wrong, I'd be sobbing. I'd be, like, freaking out, sobbing, shaking, so scared. And he was so cocky. They came on, they're like, sir, will you come with us? He's like, oh, yeah, I would love to, remember?
Yes.
I would love to. Like, so obnoxious. And it just made me so angry that he did something to make her feel violated, make her feel uncomfortable without her consent, make her feel like her body was just something he could use for his own pleasure when he didn't even know her. Like, what a horrible feeling for a woman to have to feel. Yeah. And then when he got called out, no responsibility, no accountability, doesn't have any consequences. The police escort him off and he was like cocky about it. It's like, oh, love to come with you. Like, and such a brat.
And at that moment, I remember you telling me, and this stuck with me, he didn't care because he knows
nothing's gonna happen to him. Yeah, it was like a bunch of white cops taking a white man off a plane. I was like, nothing's gonna happen. Like, I was so annoyed. Oh, and another thing that the flight attendant told me was that one of the reasons he said that he was filming her was because it was like reminded him of his, like, someone in his family had recently passed away. And so he was doing it to remember the person who had passed away in his family. Like, he was coming up with all these weird excuses and, like...
So he filmed the lady's booty.
Like, what? Like, he was just, like, coming up with... But, like, what a brat that when she was like, why would you film me without my consent? He was like, for fun. Like, yeah, oh, gross. So, yeah, that happened on our flight to Winnipeg. And so that man needs to relax. And I don't know what happened post... all this. I don't know what happened with the cops. I don't think the cops can do much in that situation other than, like, make him or ask him to delete that, you know, footage. But I don't even know the rules of that. Like, if that really was something they would ask, like, you know, I don't know what the laws are. Like, can they really force him to open up his phone and delete something? Like, I don't really know.
From the TV shows and the true crime documentaries that I watch, I've always thought you needed, like, a permit to open someone's phone.
Yeah, like...
A search warrant.
Right, that's what I thought too. So, I don't know what happened to him, but that was the drama on our flights, and I felt so bad for her.
But I'm also proud of her.
Me too.
Because you know what? Awesome. next time that man does that, he's going to think twice.
He will. He might do it again. He probably will do it again. But at least he'll have that memory in his head of her trying to, like, call him out and kind of humiliating him in front of other people. And then cops having to come and, like, escort him off the plane. Like, hopefully he'll always think about that. Even if he does be a creep and, like, do it again, at least hopefully he'll at least maybe think about it for a second before he actually follows through with it.
So, and to show others that were around us, like, hey, this isn't cool. You should not film people.
Right. Without their consent.
In an obviously sexual manner.
Right. So, yeah, that was craziness. But I do want to say, I want to say thanks to our first sponsor. But before I do that, I want to let you guys know that I asked you guys who needs to relax, and you guys sent us a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to read through those and get Corey's opinion on all of the things that you guys think should relax these days. So we're going to do that in a minute. But first, we're going to say a little thank you to our sponsor. Stamps.com, you guys. We love Stamps.com here on this podcast. We're so grateful they just keep sponsoring us, and we love them. Let me tell you all about them. When you are running a small business, every second counts. You can't afford to waste a single moment, and that is why we love Stamps.com. You don't have to waste time going to the post office if you can be using Stamps.com, guys. It makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. We use Stamps.com, and it has made our lives so much easier. We have saved so much time going to the post office. We just run everything from our own little house, and it's lovely and perfect and a total lifesaver. So you guys should check it out if it sounds like it might help you and your small business. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. Streamline your shipping process with Stamps.com's easy-to-use software. All you need is your regular computer and a printer. No special supplies or equipment is needed. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Plus, Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. So whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. Stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code RELAX for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code RELAX. All right, guys, so I asked you on Twitter what needs to relax. The number one thing people said was the heat. Like, everyone was saying, it's so hot, the heat. I don't know if I see. Like, I was shocked. Like, I ask who needs to relax all the time. I've never gotten so many responses that were all the same as I did today. Like, everyone said the heat. So I agree, the heat is disgusting. I would way rather be cold than hot. I think the heat is the grossest thing in the world. Would you rather be cold or hot?
Oh, no. Cold, of course.
Would anyone rather be hot in the world?
Yeah, like cold-blooded animals.
But like humans? There can't be humans who would prefer to be hot than cold.
I've heard there's like reptile people in the government.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I feel like I've heard that's weird conspiracy theory.
You've heard it, right?
I think I have heard this one. So perhaps it's true. But, you know, we have a story about being really hot.
Like attractive?
Well, that too. But in temperature.
Oh.
Yesterday, when we landed, after we both got excited about Regina.
Oh, yeah.
We had to take a cab to our hotel.
Wait, are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's not that bad. So it was, we took a cab to our hotel, and it was hot.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, do you mind turning on the air conditioner? And the guy was like, sure, he was really nice. And he turned on the air conditioner, and it was blowing hot air on us. And then because I can't ask questions, you guys know I talk about on the podcast all the time how I'm like terrified to, like, I can't call and order a pizza. Like, I can't ask someone, I can't do anything. Like, I can't make any phone calls. I can't ask people for anything. If I tell you I'm allergic to pineapple, so take it off of my dish before you bring it, and they bring me pineapple, I will eat it all just to avoid, even if I'm like deathly allergic to pineapple, I would eat it all just to avoid sending food back in a restaurant. Like, I will never return food. I will never complain. I'm terrified of these things. So I was so hot that I asked the man who's driving the car for air conditioning, and he said, sure. And he turned it up. And in his car, when we got in the car, it was probably like 85 degrees. Like, it was pretty hot in there. And so it starts blowing hot air on us. And I was like, oh, it just needs a minute to like cool down, you know? And so then after like a couple minutes, I to Corey, not to the man, because I was like, I already asked him. I already did my allowance of like as much as my anxiety can handle of asking this man for something. So I looked at Corey and I was like, oh my God, I'm so hot. And he heard me, which I was mortified by. And he's like, oh, you're hot. I'm sorry. I'll turn it down. So he like was turning down the air conditioner to a lower temperature. He's like, it's down to like 69 degrees now. You should be good. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. But it wasn't working, I guess, because it was blowing like boiling hot. It was like someone had the biggest, most intense blow dryer in the world to blow dry your hair, but like blowing it on our faces. And it was up all the way. And I'd already asked this man to turn on the air conditioner, and I'd already, you know, told Corey I was hot. So he turned it up for us, and I said, thank you. So I was like, I can't ask him again to turn it on. It's clearly broken. So I don't want to be like, it's broken, turn it off. But I didn't want to be like, can you just roll down the windows? I just didn't say anything. I just sat in misery in the heat. So Corey and I were both like, it was like sweltering in the, it was so unbelievably hot. And it was like, I would say easily 100 degrees in there. It was really, really warm. Was it not really super the most warm ever? You don't feel like it was hot in there?
Not me for you.
Oh my gosh. I guess I'm just super dramatic. But I felt like it was like super, super hot in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? This is so freaking hot. To the point where when we finally got to our hotel, when I opened the door to get out, it was probably like 80-ish degrees outside, but it felt like it was cold outside when we got out of the car. I was like, it was so crazy. But the point of me saying this is that when I get hot, I get a really bad stomach ache, and I get like, I feel like I'm going to throw up and have diarrhea, and I feel like I'm going to faint like all the same time. So the reason I'm saying all this is because I remember I was like, I feel like I'm going to faint. Like when we got out of the car, I was like, I feel like I'm going to faint because it was so hot in there. I guess not. It was not hot. I guess maybe it was just hot to me, or maybe it was just blowing the air. Hot air was blowing on me, and maybe not as much you, but it was so hot in there that I felt like I was going to faint or have diarrhea or like pass out. And then, so today when everyone was commenting that it was so hot, and that they don't like the heat, like that was what, like the number one tweets that I got, I was like, I wonder if other people have that. Like when you get super hot, do you feel sick?
Yeah.
Like I get nauseous.
Yeah. My mom would always tell people like I couldn't be outside for long.
She did?
Yeah. Because I get like I was, I was such a nerd. Like being outside in the sun and fresh air, like killed me.
Yeah, oh, same.
I needed to be in four walls.
Me too. I want to be inside. I don't like extreme weather, but like especially with heat. Like I will like I remember I was somewhere with Eric where it was really hot. And I said to him like, "Oh, I'm so hot. I'm going to get diarrhea." And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "You don't get diarrhea when you're hot?" And he was like, "No." So I don't know if that's just a me thing, but kind of.
No, everything. I think that I feel that way. I don't know if it's diarrhea pains, but I do get sick.
Yeah, I feel ill.
I don't feel good. Yeah. I hate being hot.
And then I was thinking about how, you know, how like in places where the sun like never comes out and it's like dark forever, how like depression gets really bad and people get really sad and whatever. I feel like it's probably the same in places where it's super hot.
There is like overly happy.
No, the opposite. I mean, don't you think it would cause like, I feel like it would cause like major like mental health issues if you were like not used, like I feel like everyone's complaining about it. I'm like, I'm sure this, it affects me a lot whenever it's like super hot out. So I'm like, I bet this is
oh,
like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, I bet it causes like mental health, it like exacerbates the problem of like mental health when you're like frustrated about being too hot and stuff.
Yeah, well, because you're like you uncomfortable. You're sweaty. Your pants are sticking to your shirt, sticking to you. Yeah,
no fun.
It's torture.
So, yeah. Anyway, in that car, the man driving us was the sweetest. He was so sweet, and so I didn't want him to feel bad that his air conditioning wasn't working. So I didn't say anything. So I was just like sitting in the heat, but I was like, I'm going to faint. I'm going to have diarrhea in the car. I was like freaking out because I started to feel so sick because I was so hot. So anyway, curious out there, listeners, do you guys get nauseous or sick when you get super, super hot? Because everyone was saying that they don't like the heat. So that was like the number one thing everyone said. Everyone said that heat needs to relax. Okay. This person said, Kai's Carter said, gum needs to relax.
Gum.
One piece is never enough. Two pieces is too many. How am I supposed to have minty fresh breath under these conditions?
What gum are you chewing?
First of all, yeah, I need to know the brand of gum you're chewing.
Yeah.
But...
Because if it's like a Bubblicious, that's a big chunk.
That's a big chunk. Two Bubblicious is too many pieces.
Oh, I need watermelon Bubblicious right now.
I love grape.
Ew!
I do. I love grape.
Grape is medicine flavor, Colleen.
I love the grape kind. I love it. The only other person I've ever known who likes the grape flavor gum is Jessica. Jessica. We love it. Grape bubble tape. Oh my God. I will eat that entire roll of bubble tape.
Sounds like vomit tape.
But I have something really weird about gum.
What?
I wonder, this is another thing I wonder if anyone else out there listening is like this. When I eat gum, I can only have it in my mouth for like 20 seconds. I want it. I like it. Give me the gum. I want to chew on it. And then I have to spit it out or I'll start gagging.
Oh, no.
Like how long could you chew on a piece of gum?
I think I could do it for a long time.
Like, what are you talking? Like an hour?
Well, I grind my teeth all the time. So it like gives me an activity inside my mouth. Ooh. Instead of just grinding my own like flesh.
Oh, nice. But you will literally chew the same piece of gum, like even if it doesn't have any flavor?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh my gosh, that's so insane. I cannot. I like literally can't. I wonder. So anyway, I'm just curious if anyone listening feels that way too. Like if you can't chew on a piece of gum for longer than like...
No, but I totally get what you're saying.
Like once it's even slightly lost its flavor, I'm like, I gotta spit this out. I'm gonna throw up.
Really?
I think I'm just like high maintenance maybe. I don't know. I feel like I'm just learning about myself in this episode that I'm like very high maintenance. I'm like, it's too hot. My gum doesn't have enough flavor. I'm just like...
Well, I guess it's not like flavors because like... I have so much anxiety. I'm always tapping my leg. I'm always shaking. So, like, chewing gum is, like, another thing like that. Instead of, like, tapping my leg, I'm like, la, 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 la.
Yeah, something in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't like mints. Because people go, like, oh, if you don't like chewing gum, why don't you eat mints? I don't like mints. It's, like, too much.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
Like, it's like, ugh. It just needs, like, 10%
less.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think mints make me gag.
Yeah, they're, like, kind of gross.
Like, I'm sucking and, like... eating flavored spit,
but it's like really strong flavored spit.
Yes,
it's like too much. It's like too,
like you're eating toothpaste.
I don't
spit.
Like when I like to be cold, but I don't like if I breathe and my mouth is cold.
Oh, that's like the menthol.
Yeah, like I don't need that. That's not something I need in my life.
Have you ever washed your body with menthol?
What are you talking about?
Don't get it close to any holes. Just telling.
Wait,
you.
Why are you washing your body with menthol?
I thought everyone does.
With menthol?
Yeah.
What?
Like, you know, sometimes soaps have, like, the menthol in it.
Am I just insane?
And it, like, gives you tingles?
Like, the cough drops menthol?
Eh?
Wait. Are you talking about mint?
Maybe.
Wait. I thought menthol was that thing in cough drops that, like burns your sinuses.
I thought menthol was, like... the ingredient that makes you feel cold, like when you blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in a soap.
What? Because, okay, Eric and I did an episode where we got this stuff that makes you cry.
Cry.
And it was menthol. You blow it in your eyes and it like burns.
I swear there's like a certain kind of soap that you put on your body and it's like cold and tingly on your body. And when you get it to like holes, it's not supposed to go near that.
Well, yeah, because that's like, it makes you cry when you put it near your eyes. Like, it burns. When we did it, we were both like, our tears were streaming down our face because it burns so bad.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's in soap. Where are you getting this? What kind of store are you getting your soaps?
Just a grocery store. Trader Joe's!
They have menthol soap?
Yes, I'm gonna bring it to you.
Okay, I wanna try it because I've never heard of this.
You're gonna be tingling all over.
Okay. I love that somehow we went from gum to menthol soap, but okay. The next one was, I'm wondering if you have any stories about this. So this person said, okay. Stephanie said, her at is Violent Pudding, which I think I love that.
I like that too.
She said, people who are rude to retail or customer service workers. We're just doing our jobs. And so I hate this. I hate when people are rude to customer service people because, first of all, people who work in customer service do not, and in retail, do not get paid enough to deal with the crap that they deal with. Mm-mm. Like, the entitlement and the rudeness that they have to endure for how much they're paid is so unfair. Like, it makes me want to explode when I see people being rude to people who are doing customer service or retail.
Seriously.
It happened the other day. We were at the airport again. We were getting food. And this woman was calling the numbers, and she, like, called a number, and she...
No, she wasn't calling
she
numbers.
She wasn't calling numbers.
She was calling the
food
orders.
She was calling
food.
She said, oh, a bacon cheeseburger or whatever. And this guy was like, say the numbers. And she was like, oh, it's a bacon cheeseburger, sir. You didn't get the bacon cheeseburger. This man did. It was for him. And she gave it to the man who ordered the bacon cheeseburger. He's like, we should be saying the numbers, not what the food is. And he's like yelling at her.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's just doing her job. Like, some people don't keep their receipts and might not have the numbers. So, like, I don't know. It made me so mad. But anyway, you've worked all over the place.
Yeah.
You've worked in lots of different jobs.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you have any good stories about people being rude to you when you worked. I mean, you've worked all over the place.
I've worked all over the place. I'm trying to think.
If you've had one, like, stories of someone being
every
total
day,
winner.
Every day a customer would be crazy and weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one. Because I've never worked in retail.
There was a man that would poop in the store, like, every couple of months.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Yes. There is a secret pooper, we'd call him. And every couple months.
What?
Yes, a secret pooper. And so every couple months, I worked at Sam's Club, and there was a secret pooper. And every couple months, there would be this man, and he would poop. And then in the aisles.
Where? In the aisles?
Yeah.
Not in the bathroom? Like, I thought you were going to say, like, on the bathroom floor.
No, in the aisles. And so.
What? This is crazy.
And so one time, the secret pooper came, and there was poop in the aisle. And I was like, ah, dang it. So we took a box to cover the poop, because you have to get dressed in PPE to clean it up. You can't just clean it up.
Yeah.
And so one of the managers that everybody hated, what is this box laying in the middle of the store?
Oh, no.
Runs up to it, kicks it, poop smeared all over her shoe. The secret pooper got her good.
Did you ever find out who it was?
We loved it. No, I don't know who it was.
But isn't there cameras all over those stores?
Yeah. People were saying, like, maybe he did it, like, in his pants and then would wiggle it out his leg. I swear. This is 100% true. Like, this is what goes on in retail, y'all.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
I remember when we worked at Macaroni Grill, we worked at a restaurant together. There wasn't a secret pooper, but there were often crazy poopers who would, like, because part of our job as, like, because we were hosts and a hostess at this job and singers at this restaurant.
Yeah.
And we'd have to clean the bathrooms. And remember, we'd always talk about how there's, like, always huge, sometimes there's poops on the walls or on the floor in there. But, like, a lot of times people would just poop in the restaurant and not flush.
Yeah.
It was, like, always.
Oh, yes.
There's always, like, huge poops in the bathroom. Always. I was like, what's going on? We all fight over who had to go clean up the poops.
See, this alone, you need to respect retail workers. Like, this is what we have to deal with.
Crazy. And that's not even talking about the people who are rude. Like, that's just, like, people pooping. Oh, actually, this is a good question for you. I have a question for you, Corey. Speaking of poop, we talk about poop a lot on here.
What?
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about poop, because we always do. And I was... Eric was saying how, okay, Eric thinks I'm insane because I will poop in public. Like, I will poop in public places. Well, not, like, in aisles of Sam's Club, but in, like, public restrooms. Like, if we went out to dinner, like, I would have no shame pooping in the bathroom, or, like, at the theaters we go to, like, I'll poop in the bathroom. Like, I'm not weird about that. But Eric thinks I'm crazy. He's like, no, you poop at home. Like, that's, no one poops out and about at a bathroom. Like, that's crazy. And I was like, what? How do you hold it? Like, I couldn't hold in a poop.
I could never hold in a
poop. Right. Oh, but the comments were saying I was crazy. The comments were like, Colleen,
no, you are not crazy. What?
I know. No one poops in public. It's blowing my mind.
That terrifies me. Hold it in. I feel like the toxins are getting like leaked in my body. Yes, I need it out. Get it out of me.
I'm like, what? So I guess like everyone thinks I'm a weirdo that I...
No, Colleen, I would never... No, then I'm a weirdo because that's insane.
Yeah, when you gotta go, right? Like... Who can
gotta go, gotta go, gotta go right now. Gotta go right now. Have you heard that commercial?
Is that about pooping?
It was like, it's like one of those medicines that helps you not go in the bathroom as much.
Oh my gosh. I need that. Like an Imodium?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being the same as me. By the way, we were talking about, I don't know if we talked about it in this version of the podcast or the one that we accidentally messed up and don't have the audio for anymore. But we are saying how, like, no one's going to listen or like this episode. Was that this episode?
Yeah.
Or is this... I don't know if we...
It was this episode. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Because we were talking about how Corey and I have the same brain.
Ew, we're those annoying people that have an inside joke.
Yes. Everything is an inside joke. We are that annoying person. We need to relax.
We're sorry.
We're literally that person. Okay, I'm going to do one more before the next sponsorship.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you can relate... Wait, hold on. I don't know if you can relate to this one or not, but Laura said, bras, bathing suits with removable padding. They always twist around and bunch up, causing odd lumps and bumps, and it's super annoying to try to get the pads back in place in the right spot. Yes, Laura, I agree with this. This is like in girls' bathing suits. They have like these little paddy things that they always fall out and get twisted, and they're really obnoxious. Some girls say like, just pull it out, but like... I don't like the feeling of like my nipples, like, you know, like being pokey dokey through.
Yeah.
So I like the padding because it like shields that from happening if you get cold. But what I don't like, this just made me think about something I hate about women's bathing suits. And I don't know if they do this with anything with boys, but in women's bathing suits, in that part where your vagina goes, they have this weird sticker that they put inside. It's this gross, like, plastic, nasty sticker. And it's so that, like, if you try on without underwear on, I guess, if you're disgusting, if you ever try on a bathing suit without underwear on.
Yeah.
Then, because bathing suits for girls are so tight to your skin, it's like so that there's a protecting seal between you and the material in case someone else buys it.
Yeah.
But then when you get home, you have to take this sticker out of these bathing suits. Now...
Wait, the sticker that's been touching everybody?
Others' vaginas. So, we all know I have an issue with stickers. Like,
yeah.
I hate stickers. I think they literally make me vomit. Like, I think stickers are so gross. Again, learning something about myself that I'm way too high maintenance. Like, who has a problem with stickers? But anyway, I don't like stickers. So, I already have an issue with stickers. So, whenever I buy a bathing suit, not only do I have to face my fears of touching a sticker, but it's a sticker that's touched other people's bits.
Well, yeah.
Is there anything like that with guys' clothes?
No.
No, because you guys don't have, like, really tight clothing that, like, mm-mm. would get your nastiness on it.
Well, the gays love a Speedo.
That's true.
But I've never seen that sticker inside of one of them.
Yeah. But have you seen the sticker in, like, in girls' bathing suits?
No.
I have to show you them. They're so nasty. They gross me out. And also, now that I'm thinking about it, they don't have them in, like... girls any other things that girls wear, they only put those in those.
Oh yeah, so like, well, I was gonna say if you try on underwear, but who tries on underwear?
Right.
Do women try on underwear?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, you try on like bras, obviously, because that's,
you have to see if it fits.
Yeah, but underwear, no way. You just know your size.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope no one's trying on
but underwear. Bathing suits makes sense because you want to see if it, you know, looks good, matches, whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, that nasty freaking sticker, that thing to me needs to relax. I think that thing is so freaking nasty. I can't stand those gross stickers in those bathing suits.
That's crazy.
Anyway, speaking of gross stickers in bathing suits, I think it's time for us to talk to our next sponsor of the day. So we're going to take a little quick break to say thanks to our next sponsor. HelloFresh, HelloFresh. That is not their theme song, but maybe it should be. We love HelloFresh here on this podcast, and I'm so excited to tell you all about them. What is HelloFresh, you might be asking? Well, if you're asking that, first of all, have you been living under a rock? Because we talk about it all the time. But I'll tell you anyway. HelloFresh is this awesome, awesome thing where you can get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So, guys, HelloFresh has made our lives so much easier, and it can for you too. Bust out the grill on a nice warm evening and make dinner from HelloFresh's cookout collection with recipes like Melty Monterey Jack Burgers. Hello, we got to try that. I'm going to make Eric do that for me when we get home. He loves a little cookout. Skip the grocery store and spend more time soaking up the summer sun. HelloFresh Market is a one-stop shop for all your mealtime needs with quick breakfasts, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. Are you going away this summer? Well, I got you. Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your vacation destination with just a click. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. And you guys, this is a foolproof step-by-step recipes. These are so easy to do. Anyone can do them. Seriously, whether you're an incredible chef or you've never cooked before, it's totally foolproof. So that means you can enjoy cooking to the full extent. It is a wonderful experience and a stress-free summer for you if you try it out. Plus, HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. Pretty incredible. Yeah, we love it. It's like a nice little date night for us. Eric made me some delicious shrimp the other night. It was so yummy. Shrimp and steak, some surf and turf. It was so good, and I was having a stressful, crazy day. So was he. And while I was putting the babies to sleep, just in that amount of time, he cooked an entire dinner with HelloFresh for me. So when I came downstairs, it was already done. So it's quick and easy and delicious. You guys should check it out. Go to HelloFresh.com/relax16 and use code RELAX16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That is HelloFresh.com/relax16. Use code RELAX16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Try it out today, and you guys could enjoy America's number one meal kit.
This whole time, I've been speaking like this. I swear I'm not like Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yeah, I'm just trying to talk to the microphone.
We're trying to talk to the mic. I hope this doesn't sound too bad, guys. I don't know if this sounds terrible or if it sounds good, but all right. This one is going to be, we never talk about anything controversial here on this podcast. Well, sometimes we do, but not really. We try to keep it just friendly and fun. But you guys, we're going to talk about something that's in pop culture right now that's crazy.
I'm nervous.
Because when I asked what people wanted us to talk about, a lot of people said, first of all, that it's too hot.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said Doja Cat.
Oh,
because there's some drama with Doja Cat right now, which I think is so silly and
it
funny.
It is.
So I don't know too much about it, so I actually probably shouldn't even talk about it. So know that as I speak on this, I don't know too much about the situation. But if you have been living under a rock and have not been paying attention to the news these days, you might not know that Doja Cat is in the news right now because I guess she was talking to one of the cast members from Stranger Things in like the DMs.
Noah
Schnapp. And she like asked if someone else in the cast like had a girlfriend or something like that, right?
Was it
something
like that? Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah, she asked if he had a girlfriend or was single or something.
And ready to mingle. And he said, I don't know, girl, sliding his DMs. And she said, you know what? I tried to, but he doesn't have an Instagram. He doesn't have a Twitter. And then Noah was like, well, I'll just screenshot this and post it.
Yeah, so then, yeah, so Noah screenshot it and posted it. I guess maybe he thought it was funny or something.
Yeah, and I could see the humor in it. I would think that's pretty funny. And Doja Cat's like a pretty silly, funny girl, so I could imagine. I'm like, oh, she might think this is funny.
Yeah. So, well, he posted it, and I guess she got real mad. And so I didn't see all this drama when it was unfolding, but I did see her on her, she did a live stream. And I watched that because it popped up on my For You page, like her doing a live stream and talking about this. And she said that she called him kind of like a snake.
A weasel.
A weasel or a snake. Yeah, she said like, I think she said that's like snake behavior or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of like, good quotes. Oof. A lot of good quotes.
Yeah, she was very angry about this. And so now I guess the internet is, or people online are like upset with her for like reaching out to a minor cause he's I guess 17.
Yeah.
And, asking him about like to slide into someone else's DMs and then she got mad. But Corey was saying, you know, we were kind of like, you know, we weren't like talking about it, but just he's like, oh, did you see this? And I was like, oh yeah, I saw that. And Corey and I were like, I feel like this could have been solved so easily.
Yeah.
If she had just, because like, well, you know, it was weird that she was like sliding into his DMs like and asking him about that. Like, that was weird, for sure. But I feel like she could have just been like, oh, you know, I'm an idiot. Maybe I shouldn't have DM'd him about that. But what? I thought that guy was hot. I wanted his number. So I don't know.
Like why you got to put me on blast? Yeah, ha, like, ha, 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 ha.
Like, she could have been, like, lighthearted about it, I feel
and
like.
And everybody would have laughed along with her, and it would have been fine.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like people would have been like, oh, Doja, you're so silly. Like, why are you DMing him about this? Like, this is so silly.
Yeah.
But instead she like threw a fit.
Yeah.
It seems like she's, I can't tell if she's actually upset or not. Like,
honestly, I don't know now either.
Is it a publicity stunt?
Who knows? Could be.
You never know these days in the industry.
You never know.
But like I said, I don't know too much about it, so I don't have much of an opinion on it. I just know that like a lot of people were tweeting me saying like, talk about the Doja thing. So I was
I think it's all ridiculous, and I still like Doja, and I still like Noah.
Yeah, I like them both fine. But yeah, I guess there's big draw. I just wish she would stop being so... I feel like she's not being very nice, you guys.
Yeah, I think she needs to drop it.
She needs to be nice, and I feel like she... Like, the things I have seen, I'm like, that's not very nice, Miss Doja. But maybe she's having a bad day. I don't know. But she seemed very sad about that whole situation. She's been going bananas. He hasn't said anything, has he?
I don't think so.
As we're recording this Sunday night. This episode comes out Wednesday, so I don't know. Maybe everything will be resolved by then. But as of the time that we are recording this, it's big drama in the news.
I don't think he should say anything.
Yeah, no, it's not worth saying anything about it.
Have you ever slid into someone's DMs trying to get someone's number?
No. I don't think so.
Why you say it like that?
Well, who would I'm not that... I don't do that kind of thing. Like, I'm not like... I've never... You know what I mean? I don't know. That's not my jam. I don't know. Can you imagine me doing that? Like,
yes.
I've never...
What? Excuse me?
I don't think I've ever asked for someone's number in my life.
No, you would never
in your life. Not that there's something wrong with that. Like, just, I don't think I that's not how I am. I don't think I would ever ask for someone's number because I'd be, like, scared.
Do you think... Have I ever?
Would you ever ask for someone's number in the
DM? Someone...
Not in DMs. I don't think you would.
I've, yeah, no, would I don't never think do ever that. That's so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't see you doing that. I feel like you would not do that. But
no.
That's...
We're in the same boat.
I think we're
both I have DM'd someone and being like, oh my God, you're so cute. And then they'd be like, oh my God, thank you. And then I'm too afraid to continue it. Like, that's the end
that's
of it.
The end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done anything like that. I feel like back in the Facebook days, maybe I would have talked to someone, but never like that. Like, Facebook is where I had conversations with... Remember the fun and comfy conversation I had with that one guy?
Yeah.
Who I wish we could say his name out loud because I love the way you say this guy's name. Oh, you know, that's something funny I wanted to do with you. I saw a TikTok of this girl and she was like, oh, say the name of someone you've dated that you
it
said introduce yourself as someone you've dated and what you call them with your friends.
Yes.
And Corey and I always do that. Like,
always do that. I saw that, Colleen, and I was trying to think of the ones that, because you and me always have
names.
But I couldn't remember them.
I know, I couldn't either. We always, there's always names. Like, Corey, I never know the names of the people Corey dates. Not because he doesn't tell me. He does tell me, but then we immediately give them a nickname.
Yeah.
Like, within seconds. So he'll say, like, I'm just making this up, but he'll say, like, oh, yeah, I'm dating this guy, or I'm hanging out with this guy, Mike. He's a professor. And I'll be like, how's professor? From then on, it's
or
always,
how's the doctor?
Yeah, how's the doctor? Like,
or
it
just
never,
anything.
Again, I will never say his name again. It will only be whatever the nickname is. So, yeah, I can't remember any of the names that we've called the boys you did, but we had crazy, they're funny names,
they were
too.
Good.
We've had so many funny names for, like, the guys that you've dated. But I don't have a long track record, so I don't have anything exciting like that. Like,
no.
I've dated, like, literally
two
people in my whole life. But, yeah, you always had really, really funny ones.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember them.
It's because the people I date are insane.
Well, I feel
like... Well, I'm don't... insane too, so but I'm not like... one to talk.
I feel like they don't deserve names until they, like, have proven themselves.
Yes.
So that's why we don't say their name until they're, like, actually cool and, like...
Oh my god, that makes us sound like such snobs.
No, that's not snobs. I think it's important to have standards and, like, especially in the... Okay, so I don't speak for, you know, gay people, obviously, because I am not gay, but the gay community dating scene, just what I've heard from my gay friends, my gay male friends in Los Angeles, it's like, it's not a fun dating scene, really. Oh, well, maybe it's a fun dating scene, but it's not a, like a, it's a hard dating scene.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think it's a snobby or rude thing to say that, like, they have to prove that they're good material, because they never are. Like, they're always, like, in... Like, they're always, like, they don't want to be serious, they don't want to be committed, like, and so, it's not like we have crazy standards, it's not like your standards are like, he has to take me to dinner every single night, and he has to want to iron my panties, like, it's, like, nothing crazy, it's like, you're like, I just want him to be nice to me, like, literally, yes, that's your standard, that's like, you're just like, can you just be nice?
And
like,
they can't do that.
And they can't do that, so, like, they don't deserve a name until they can be nice.
The last man I told him I love you, he totally disregarded it and then went gay clubbing.
That, like, that night, and was like, ugh, that was not cool.
No.
That was the worst. Yeah, that was no fun. Well, and, like, ugh, he couldn't pencil you in to his busy schedule.
No,
like,
yeah, I haven't seen him in over a month, and he said, oh, the only way I could see him, he's like, oh, I have an event for work on Saturday, and I can meet you before that.
Yeah, and they were like, it's not like this was a, Corey's not cuckoo head, like, well, maybe you are, but we're all cuckoo heads, but, like, it wasn't like he was being crazy. Like, they were, like, dating for a very long time. It wasn't like, oh, they'd been on two dates, and then this guy was like, oh, while I'm in town, I could stop by, and... but, like, they've been dating a very long time. Like, they knew each other very, very, very well, spent so much freaking time together. So it was, like, kind of annoying that, like, then Corey says, I love you. And he's like, well, I'm going to an event. I might be able to stop by. It was like, ew.
So gross. And he said, it's not going to work out tonight. And then he went gay clubbing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, oh, it's not going to work out tonight. I can't see you tonight. And then it was because he went out gay clubbing. Like, yeah, no bueno. So... He doesn't deserve a name.
No.
He doesn't have a name. So, yeah, but we'd always give them nicknames. But anyway, I wish I don't know why. Because we were talking about sliding into the DMs.
And how, oh, my God. We're insane.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Anyone listening to our episode is going to be like, what are they talking about? This episode is all over the place.
We're a wild ride. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's how Corey and I are. Corey and I will talk like this and be, like, totally insane and, like, talk 20 miles a minute and... laugh hysterically at random things, and then we will be sitting 4 feet from each other and not speak for hours. And I'm not talking like we're both watching TV together, or like literally scowls on our faces. Stop. Not speaking to each other for like, if anyone saw us sitting next to each other, they'd be like, they hate each other. Like, they despise each other. Like, we will sit there like with our Scorpio scowls on our faces, not speaking for literal hours. Days.
Stop it.
That's true.
No, not days.
And then we'll be like, then one of us will be like, oh my god, I saw this funny thing on TikTok. And then we'll like talk for like hours and hours. But yeah, I think I was talking about Facebook, and that's how I used to slide into the DMs.
Yes. But wait, we're talking about Doja.
Oh my god, we are a mess. Yes, we were talking about Doja.
Anyways.
So, yeah, you guys wanted to talk about Doja, and we ended up talking about...
Corey's dating life. Oh my god, we're so weird.
Okay, so this one I wanted to read because this is a crazy story.
Okay.
So Trinity, I asked who needs to relax.
Trinity the Tuck?
Yeah, Trinity the Tuck said, so basically animals dying is who needs to relax. I am house sitting, and there's a dog and a cat, and I woke up one morning to find the cat dead.
No.
Yeah. That sounds horrifying. That sounds
horrible.
What do you do in that situation? If you're house sitting and someone else's pet dies while you're house sitting,
that's horrible.
Worst case scenario.
You would have to call them, right?
Of course. Yeah, that's awful. So I hope you're okay. I hope you're not freaking out too much. But it made me think about how I had a cat once that died, like, unexpectedly, really quickly. Like, have you ever had an animal do that? I feel like most people, when they have pets who pass away, it's like,
they're old.
You knew it was going to happen. Yeah. They're old. Like, I've only had one pet that I can think of.
Oh, yes.
Kitty. Her name was Kitty. Yeah. She was like a year old. She was like, oh my gosh, she was the best cat ever.
Literally the sweetest, kindest.
And she was like only a year old and she just died. And it was so sad. My sister found her and I bawled my brains out. She was just randomly just died. It was out of nowhere. And we took her to the vet. And they found no broken bones, no foaming around the mouth, like nothing externally that could have shown that something had happened. That, like, they're like, she didn't get into any poison. She didn't hurt herself. There's no scratches on her body, like nothing. She was perfectly fine. And so then they're like, we're going to have to check her out more. And they think that she had some birth defect in like her organs or her heart or something that just... it was going to happen no matter what. Like, she just was born with some defect.
You know what? That totally happened to my dad's dog.
Really?
Yeah, he got a Labrador puppy, and they had a birth defect. And, like, it was, like, a couple years old, like, your cat. Mm-hmm. And it, yeah.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
So that's the only time that's ever happened to me. So I just feel like I would have a heart attack if I was house-sitting for someone and their pet was just dead. Like,
oh my God.
That's horrible. I hope you're okay. I was so sad about that.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you had any stories about that. Do you have any weird... Okay, so you know how sometimes people on TikTok will be like...
the hamsters.
Okay, everyone put in the comments how your hamster died.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's very, very funny when people do that. They'll be like, okay, everyone write in the comments how your hamster died. And it's always like the funniest stories.
And most tragic deaths.
They're tragic. So sad. Do you have any pets that have had weird or bad deaths?
I had this hamster. His name was...
You have a weird hamster death?
Yeah, I guess. I had this hamster and his name was Mickey. And, like, Mickey went wherever I went. Like, I even brought him to school and for a little bit. I know. My teacher let me.
Ooh.
She loved me. I was always a teacher's pet.
I believe that. You seem like the type.
So anyways, Mickey the hamster, like, he would get out in my house.
Wait, I'm interrupting you. You seem like the type that would have been, like, a really big helper for the teacher. Like, sharpen all the pencils.
Of
and, like,
course.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. While everybody had to do, like, math and everything, I, like, was assigned, like, to do, like, a special mural.
What? Like painting?
Yeah, painting. That they were like present to like the principal or whatever. And I don't know, but I didn't have to do schoolwork.
Well, that's amazing. I had a German professor in college that he loved brownies, literal brownies. So I'd make him brownies and bring them to class and he'd be like, A+ today. And I wouldn't have to do whatever assignment everyone was doing.
Oh my God.
It was amazing. So anyway.
Anyways, so Mickey.
Mickey
the hamster. Mickey would get out of his cage. Horrible things happened to it. My cat got caught him. Mickey survived. Mickey got lost in my house. Mickey survived. My brother would shove him into his Nintendo. Mickey survived. Oh. I know. He got lost in my car where we were going to Sacramento. Mickey survived. Okay, Mickey was like a badass. And then one day we woke up and Mickey was gone. Mickey died. And
in his cage?
Yeah, he was in his cage. And I was like, what the hell? And I know I didn't say what the hell. I was, you know, a 7 or whatever. And so my mom took him to the vet. And the vet said his teeth overgrew. Because you're supposed to give hamsters, like, things to chaw on
right,
and gnaw.
Okay, yeah.
To, like, gnaw down their teeth. So his teeth overgrew and he starved to death.
What? That's a horrible way to die.
Oh, Mickey.
Wait, what? His teeth overgrew?
I don't know. That's what the vet said. And so...
Oh, no. Oh,
we felt guilty and sad. Because we never gave it, like, things to chew on. We didn't know. My mom didn't know. She was a single mom raising two boys. Like, she didn't know.
Were you so sad?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Mickey, rest in peace, dude.
Rest in peace, Mickey.
We buried him in my grandpa's backyard. Is that illegal?
What? Is it?
I don't know. My grandpa...
I think there's a lot of dead animals in my parents' backyard.
My grandpa was the effing sweetest. He... Okay, we had a funeral. My grandpa had a shoebox, put him in a shoebox.
For your hamster?
Yes. My grandpa dug a hole in his backyard, put him into the ground, told me to say a few words. Then my grandpa said a prayer, and then my grandpa covered him with dirt.
That's so sweet.
I know. My grandpa was the best.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Is it illegal to bury your pets in the backyard?
I feel like it is.
Huh.
Because then when you sell the house, like,
and there's just like skulls of just like dead animals. Whoever gets my parents' house next, ooh,
oh girl,
there are thousands.
Oh no,
because we had so many pets.
I know.
We had so many, but we had rabbits and guinea pigs and cats and dogs, and we had a tortoise at one point. We had birds. We had everything, and I would breed mice.
You guys.
Like, and rats. We had rats, and we had everything. Wow. Oh my gosh, that is such a sad story. Your poor little hamster, Mickey.
No.
Eric keeps talking about wanting to get Flynn a hamster.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I think Flynn would love it, I just think it's not like how it used to be. I feel like when we were younger, getting pets was just something everyone did. Like, everyone just got pets. And unfortunately, not a lot of people... back then, it seemed, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like back then, people unfortunately didn't care enough about the animals to really research what they needed. So, like, when I was a kid, you know, you could just get a pet and you just put it in a cage and get it whatever food you want and goodbye. But now we have, like, the resources to do the research about what pets need. And so whenever... Eric's like, oh, we should get Flynn this or that, and like says a pet. I, of course, look into like how to take care of said pet, whatever the pet may be. And I'm like, holy smokes, there's so much that goes into this, as there should be, because they're living creatures.
Yeah.
But it means, like, you know, most things I won't get because I don't have the time and the resources to like take care of the pets the way they deserve to be taken care of. But I don't feel like when we were kids, people did that.
I think you're right on the money. For example, the hermit crab that you guys got, Flynn. Like, I feel like back in the day, you get a hermit crab, you put it in a cage, whatever, bye. But
well,
now...
and that's, by the way, how they sold it. They were like, oh, here's the cage, here's the hermit crab. And so we get the hermit crab at home, and Eric's like, they said it was really low maintenance, it was really easy to take care of.
No.
It was like the easiest thing to take care of at the pet store.
Hermit crabs are one of the hardest animals to take care of.
And so, of course, I want to make sure that it's very well taken care of. So I did, the second the hermit crab got to the house, I did research on hermit crabs. And I was like, oh no, we have the wrong size cage, Lovey. We have the wrong kind of sand. And I like immediately went out and like got everything that we needed.
You need a heat lamp. Like, you need fresh water. You need salt water. You have to have moss.
They have to clean it out all the time. They have to have like, there's so many things that they need.
Just get a cat.
I know. And so, but I'm so glad that like I learned all that because I never want any animal I have to suffer, or even the silkworms that we got. Like the silkworms, I was like, oh, you know, they're just worms that you can buy them literally on Amazon. Like, they probably don't need anything. You probably just put them in a box and they're good to go. I didn't know that they needed mulberry leaves. I didn't know that you needed to clean out the cage. So, of course, I knew this once I got them. And I, of course, took the best care possible of them. By the way, listeners of this podcast, they've hatched. We'll give you an update next week on them. But they've officially hatched. But anyway, the point is that, like, I never want to own a living human being, a living creature, and not take care of it how it's supposed to be taken care of. And so,
back in the day,
it was like, let's get a mouse, let's get a rat, let's get a cat, let's get a dog. Unfortunately, by the way, I'm not condoning this behavior of how it was back in the day. I think I'm so grateful that now
we didn't know better.
Yeah, we didn't. And maybe it wasn't like that for everyone everywhere, but, like, I feel like for me in the 90s and in the early 2000s, people just like got pets and didn't like think enough about how this is a living creature in my home. I need to make sure they're taken care of exactly how they should be taken care of. Because now that's like a huge part of the process of getting a pet, obviously. And I'm like, I don't want any pets. Like, I'm fine with Flynn being obsessed with cockroaches and crickets. Like, his hermit crab is enough for me. So... we'll see what happens. I've talked in the past about getting a dog, but Corey's over every day with Moosey, so we just...
And Flynn loves Moose.
And you know who loves Moose? Freaking Wesley, y'all.
Wesley
is obsessed with Moose. It's so cute. But anyway, it is now probably midnight. It's past midnight. We have to wake up in a few hours to get on a plane, so we're going to go. But thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah.
If you did, subscribe. And Corey, congratulations. We've popped your podcast cherry.
Oh my God.
And I hope we can have you back soon.
I'd love to.
I want to do an episode with you with the actual microphones.
Yes, an official popping
of the cherry. But thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll be back next week with Eric Stockland, probably. Maybe not. Who knows what's going to happen next week? You never know with us. but we got to go to bed because we are headed to Vancouver in the morning to do more shows. So yay. Love you. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.